Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Lyndon Byers, you're so dumb.
On WAAF.
All right, it is time now to take a listen to the final Hill Mail voicemail segment of 2018. It's so sad.
I know.
I wish they didn't make me take 2.5 weeks off, but they make...
Speak for yourself.
They make me burn my vacation days all before the end of the year.
I grabbed a second job. I'm trimming Christmas trees.
I think you forgot a word in front of that.
All right, here for you now are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 7:59 a.m.
Hey, Scott from Weymouth says he's coming to the live broadcast. Huh. So you mean to tell me if he does get his mother to drive him there, he's got to bring a toy? What do you bet the only toy that Scott from Weymouth has is a fleshlight?
Well done.
Whoa. It's Christmas.
No sign of Scott from Weymouth yet, but we still have a couple hours left in the show, so maybe he will appear unless he's here and hasn't identified himself. But he is Scott from Weymouth, the most annoying.
Yes, caller. I'm very familiar.
Do you agree, Ernie?
Oh yeah.
You find him annoying.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the listeners find him annoying.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely.
Yes. I think he sometimes brings content.
Have you ever seen him?
No, never seen him. We were trying to guess yesterday what he looks like.
Interesting.
But we don't know what he looks like.
He could be here right now.
walking among us.
All right, go ahead, Mark.
Thursday, 10:25 a.m.
I'm LB. I'm a homeless Bruin on Sesame Street. I sleep on Cam's couch.
End of message.
Like I didn't. Best gig of my life, living in the palace in Winchester.
Yeah, of course, we talked about it yesterday, but for the first time ever, Sesame Street is introducing a homeless character, a homeless Muppet.
Yeah.
And her name is...
Lily.
Lily.
She's been on the show previously, but we're just now learning that she is homeless.
That she's homeless. Okay.
Thursday, 4:06 p.m.
Hey, Joe DeGrione. It's Lyndon Byers, kid. Heard you're looking for somebody to help you out with the baseball announcement stuff. You know, as I never told you before, I once played for the Boston Bruins. No, for nothing. I think I'd help out great, Joe. Can you believe it?
End of message. Oh,
I could do color in my sleep.
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You couldn't handle the naming of the play, like figuring out what player has just done what. I mean,
the pronunciations would be magical.
Yeah. Are you
fastball, come to the plate, down and outside. Mookie Bradley takes it deep.
What?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts.
There we go. That's the problem right there. Yes. All right. Go ahead.
Thursday, 4:26 p.m.
Michael Chu, oh Michael Chu, we wanna roll this bone with you. Late at night, you roll 'em tight. Doctor Strange is with your wife. She was known as your perfect match. Now her last name's Cumberbatch. Michael Chu, oh, Michael Chu, we want to roll this bone with you.
End of message.
So I'm assuming that for the first time ever, a lot of people will be gifted legal marijuana this Christmas.
Yes.
yes.
Up to an ounce.
Up to an ounce.
And they have all these really cool things to put it in.
Really?
Oh, they have like these humidors that are all set up for it. They have there's hundreds of products to put this stuff in to gift.
Have you been to either of the two places, Ernie?
Greg, I have my medical marijuana card.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, you have your medical.
Yes, I was prescribed.
What was the issue that you were suffering from?
It was it's personal.
I was. I had a bad shoulder.
But I did. I go to a place in Newton. Can I say the name?
Yeah.
Garden Remedies.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's helped to relieve your stress? Because I know you got a lot of...
Well, it's not stress. I actually have like an internal thing that it makes work. But,
and does it work? I mean, does it...
You know, I don't know yet.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, so, I mean, listen, a traditional gift forever has been a bottle of nice booze.
Right.
So why wouldn't you give somebody...
Completely agree.
It's probably the same kind of thing. All right, go ahead, Mark.
5:16 a.m.
Hi, kid. All I want for Christmas is my two new hips. My two new hips. All I want for Christmas is my two new hips.
End of message.
I banged up.
Any surgeries planned in the new year, LB?
Yes.
No, what
you don't sound too sure.
Any sanctioned ones?
It's personal.
Okay.
Finally getting snipped, big guy?
All right, go ahead, Mark.
5:52 a.m.
LB, great excuse this morning. Colorblind, everything looks the same. You know how to read and spell? Look at the sign. You're a moron.
End of message.
I got to tell you, you don't understand colorblindness. Everything, like my worst time to drive is during dusk because everything is gray. So everything looks the same. And driving at night when there's no lights, everything looks the same. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'd probably stop disclosing some of this info if you want to keep your license. Just saying.
Well, they can't come claw your license back. I mean.
Well, no. I take the test and I pass.
Yeah.
Aren't dogs colorblind?
I think
dogs see brown.
I think
when they poop.
I think dogs are. I think they are colorblind.
I had heard.
No,
that.
They have one. They only see one color. I think it's brown.
Okay. All right, Mark. Go ahead.
6:15 a.m.
Greg, I love the show. Listen for over 20 years, and I truly would like to say to you, Danielle, Mike, LB, and to all your families, to have a great Christmas and a happy New Year. It's going to suck not listening to you guys for 2.5 weeks, but the upside is you don't have to listen to that a-hole Scott from Weymouth. Oh, thank God.
End of message.
That's true. 2.5 weeks without Scott from Weymouth. He'll be calling every other station, though. He'll probably call the other stations twice to make up for the call that he missed with us in the morning.
And we're sorry.
Yes.
6:27 a.m.
Okay, for all those that weren't listening early in the show, I just want to recap something for you that the wonderful Lyndon Byers said. Hey, kid, you prefer no nuts and nuts in your peanut butter. LB, I think that explains itself, that if you didn't have nuts in your peanut butter, you'd just have a jar full of air, just like your head.
End of message.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right, that is it for Hillmail, the final Hillmail of 2018 here on the Hillman Morning Show.